Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, America, and happy Saturday. Thank you for joining us and spending some time with the Just the News family and, of course, the John Solomon Reports podcast. Today, we're going to take you deep into the world of politics and introduce you to one of the most important political action committees in Washington these days. It's called the Restoration of America PAC. It was founded by Doug Truax, and it is having a profound effect. In fact, it just made its endorsement in the RNC race between Ronna McDaniel and Harmeet Dhillon. But Doug Truax is going to explain, what does the PAC do? What is it doing for 2024? What are the issues ahead? And why a change in the leadership at the RNC is so important to his political committee. That's going to be a really fun conversation. And then yesterday, as you know, we had a difficult but candid conversation with Sheriff Mike Bordeaux from Tulare County, California, about a heinous, hideous crime that occurred in Northern California in his county, the execution of six family members, including a 16-year-old mom and her 10-month-old baby, shot execution style to send a message. Who was sending that message? The Mexican drug cartels that are running free across our southern open border. And we reminded you yesterday just how far away communities are becoming border communities far from the border because of the influx of illegal migrants that this president has allowed. Well, today we're going to take you south of the border to get you queued up about what's going down in places like Panama, where the staging grounds for all of these illegal aliens to come to the United States. This is a very organized effort. In fact, it has all the hallmarks of a racketeering operation. But as you look down to the south of the border, you're going to find out that there are a significant amount of involvement of criminal gangs, cartels, human traffickers, and also some NGOs from America, including religious organizations. Ben Berkwam from Real America's Voice, who travels all around the border, one of the great border experts. He allows us to see through his eyes and his camera what's really going on from Latin America to Central America to Mexico to the southern border in Texas and Arizona. He joined Amanda and I and had a tremendous conversation. We're going to play that as our second segment today. So sit back, get ready for some football later today. But before you do, let's have a good listen to two great guests, Doug Truax and Ben Berkwam, back to back right after this commercial message. Hey, folks, as we approach another critical election, a wave of concern washes over America. Recent studies reveal that an astonishing 56% of our fellow citizens report feelings of anxiety or dread about the upcoming presidential election. That's why I stand with AMAC. AMAC is more than a senior discount organization. During these challenging times, they fight for common sense and hope that our nation returns to traditional American values. Visit amac.us/justnews today to seize an exclusive election year special, a 4-year AMAC membership for just $30. That's right. You heard me right. 4 years for 30 bucks. As an AMAC member, you're not only enjoying money-saving benefits, but also the AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare advice, a trusted voice in Washington, and a community of like-minded patriots who love this great nation. Take advantage of this election year special, 4 years for $30, and be part of the solution over the next 4 years. By becoming an AMAC member, you're strengthening a movement dedicated to preserving the principles we hold dear in this great country. Join now at amac.us/justnews. That's amac.us/justnews. You know what, folks? Stress may be why you can't lose weight. If you've got moderate to high stress like I do, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement called Lean could be your solution. Chronic stress wreaks havoc on blood sugar, which can cause your body to store excess fat. Stress can also slow your metabolism, which fuels weight gain. And you know all about stress eating and sugar cravings, right? Now the good news. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help optimize metabolism, and keep your appetite under control. Now, if your life is a bit stressful like mine and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise lifestyle. Now get 15% off and free shipping at takelean.com. That's takelean.com and enter the promo code JustNews15. That's the promo code JustNews15 at takelean.com. One more time, takelean.com. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and it's not a substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider. All right, America, welcome back from the commercial break. Our next guest, you probably read this story on Just the News in the last 24, 48 hours. The very influential Restoration of America PAC endorsed Harmeet Dhillon to be the RNC chairwoman, saying it's time for change at the RNC after three underperforming elections. Well, our next guest, he helps run that incredible super PAC, Doug Truax. Great to have him on today. Doug, welcome to the show.
Thanks, John. I really appreciate you having me on.
Before we jump into the whole RNC race, which is a fascinating battle about the future of where the Republican Party conservative movement is going, tell us a little bit about Restoration. It does so much extraordinary work. It's played in so many important state and federal races. Tell us a little bit about what its mission is and what it's been able to accomplish in its years of existence.
Yeah, for sure. So we've been around 7 years, and in that space of time, we've gone from really nothing to, you know, a relatively big deal, I think. Of course, I'm biased, but we play in a lot of different races at different times. So a lot of Senate races, obviously a lot of presidential races, heavy on election integrity. VoteRef.com is what we built, putting the voter rolls online around the country, really pushing back on recreational drug use, anti-pot, you know, initiatives that we're really after. Just wherever we can say, you know, we're just guys in the heartland. We're outside of Chicago. You know, we're just like, how can we help the country? You know, where are the weak spots now? What do we need to work on? Definitely, obviously, coming out of the last election, the election integrity piece, you know, that really put us on that trail. But we do a lot of different things, and it's kind of led us to this place of, you know, didn't necessarily think we were going to be involved in this RNC race. But to your point, you know, there are certain things that need to change, and so that's what we got here. So there's a lot of similarities between what probably Harmeet is going to look to do and what we would do, and that's what got us to this place, too.
Yeah, that's really important, is finding those synergies of vision for America, right? Sometimes the Republican Party has a tendency to do, it's your turn up next, and regardless of your vision, it's your turn. But really, there's an opportunity here for the RNC to reevaluate in the 21st century what sort of party it's going to be. One of the things that you hear Harmeet talk about is, we don't like mail-in voting, but as long as it's the law of the land in states, you can't unilaterally disarm. You've got to play the game lawfully. When you get in charge, maybe you can change it, but you can't change it when you don't have power. How important is that stance shift after two or three elections where Democrats out-hustled Republicans on the early vote?
Yeah, it's incredibly important. And I've been with the mainstream of our party on that for a long time. Like, hey, you know, let's get as close to election day as possible. Ballots in the mail is a bad idea. And, you know, we all think that. And that's where we need to go to. But to your point, we can't get there if we don't win. And if we just keep losing elections because we're not good at this new playing field that we're on, we're never going to make any change. So that's exactly right. We have got to have this conversation about it and say, look, we are going to have to chase ballots. We're going to have to make sure all of our people vote. If Aunt Sally can vote on a day that's, you know, a month and a half from the election, that's not ideal from us long term, but we got to make sure she goes and does it on that day. And then we got that, you know, box checked. All right, she's voted. So we just keep working it from there, because you can see even what happened in Maricopa, you know, county, is they, you know, lo and behold, the system wasn't working great on election day, and people had to wait 3 hours, and how many people did we lose, right? So it's, you know, that is, we're just asking for trouble if we narrow ourselves down to just this game that we currently want to play and play that game. Well, that's not the real game that's being played. The game is chase the ballots, get the votes in. You know, everything is so, you know, it's clearly divided really close. A lot of our elections are very close. So if we don't get this figured out, we are just going to keep losing. So Harmeet totally gets that. You know, I've been working with her on different things over the years, and she's dialed in there with the understanding that once we get in power, then we change it back to the way it should be, not the way it is currently. So we just have to say two different, that we can hold two different thoughts in our mind at one time, and we got to go forward. But if we don't, we're doomed. You know, that's how this is going to play out. So we all see that, but we got to make some changes. And I don't think currently the RNC gets that. I mean, they may talk a good game, but they don't quite get that. And so she does. And that's another reason why we're super excited to see her take that new role.
You have such a personally fascinating background. You come out of the military, you graduated from West Point. You also have an entrepreneurial side to you that has been so successful. When I think of Restoration and what it has accomplished over the first 7 years, there is a keen sense of not just having the right rhetoric, but measuring rhetoric against return on investment. And I think when you look at Ronna McDaniel era at RNC, there's always been great talking points, right? The RNC sounds smart. It understands the America First agenda. It understands where everyone is. But execution and actual return on the investment that donors have made has fallen short a few times. When people like Dick Uihlein and Bernie Marcus, who have recently come out for Harmeet Dillon, is that a big part of the equation, that it's one thing to sound good, it's another thing to actually execute well enough to hit your goals? Is that execution and ROI the big gap difference for some of the investors in the RNC?
Yeah, I think absolutely it is. I think that there's come a day now where, you know, the donors have been, you know, aware of political grifting, you know, for years. But when it reaches astronomical levels and a lot of money gets put into these races, and you can already feel the consultants staging their talking points, getting ready to lose so that they can, you know, hold their ground and keep their donors to the next election. We're really far afield from where we are as conservatives, especially kind of more business-minded conservatives, where you do put an investment in and you do want a return. And so I'm not saying Ronna McDaniel's a bad person. Nobody is. However, what has happened is there's a huge centralization of all types of power, obviously, in D.C. We're not there, so that's on purpose. And so this centralization leads to all that money flowing in there, and there's a lot of consultants standing around who make a ton of money, and they're just basically way less concerned about winning the next election than they are about making sure they keep their income in place. And everybody's aware of it now, and especially the big donors. And Harmeet gets that too. And she wants to decentralize, you know, get the RNC out into the field where it needs to be, build the state parties back again, use the money to effectively build operations, not just prop up consultants with good talking points. And I think the donor class is way more savvy to this now. And I think, you know, thanks for the compliment, but that's exactly where we've been at Restoration of America. Is this is a business that's in politics. You know, we are making sure we run this really cleanly and efficiently and get the results we're after, because, you know, definition of insanity, if we just keep doing the same thing over and over at the RNC in particular, and we keep getting the same result, then shame on us. We got to make a change, and this is a huge part of it.
Status quo is not an option right now, and I think that that's what's so interesting when you talk to folks who are looking at Harmeet over around what you see and the differences. When I think of Restoration, I also think of the heartland, right? Middle America, all the great values of, I guess, the elites called flyover country, but it's not. It's the heart of America. The idea that Harmeet has to maybe move the RNC headquarters out of Washington, D.C., that's pretty radical for a national party, but it does send a message that maybe it's time for the party to re-engage its base. What do you think about some of her ideas like that?
Well, I think it's one of the best things that could happen, because it's easy for the grifting to happen when they're all right around each other all the time. You know, when you know, a business truism is that if you pull the business apart piece by piece and put a spotlight on each piece will get better. But if you consolidate it and make it opaque, it's really hard to figure out what's going on. And that's exactly what's happened with the RNC. And by the way, obviously, with the entire federal government. One of my things is, let's move the entire federal government out of D.C. You know, put the departments in different places. I mean, we'll lose a lot of federal employees, but, you know, they can get their resumes together like the rest of us have been doing for decades and figure it out, right? So, so that whole concept of getting them out of D.C. and getting a view of, like, where specifically, if the donors are putting all that money into the RNC, and it starts going out to specific locations, well, it's smaller amounts in different locations, and we can actually look and see, okay, what did that do? What did that do? And rebuilding the state parties, because I tell you know, the joke around here, Dan Proft out here on the radio, he's always like, I good luck trying to join the Republican Party of Illinois. I mean, it's just terrible, right? It's just like some of these things have no operation around them, and then there's all this money flowing into D.C., at the head of the RNC, and it's like this is not the efficient way we're supposed to do it, especially as conservatives. So, yeah, pulling it all apart and making it look differently, I think that's the number one way to go.
Yeah, smaller and smarter is definitely better. That's certainly from a conservative perspective. And it seems as though the bloated size of federal government has carried over to the bloated size of political organizations. So it'll be interesting to see if Harmeet can break that trend line that has been there. I like one of the things, and I watched very closely over the years what Restoration of America has been doing in the court system. And of course, Donald Trump gets a lot of credit, as does the Federalist Society and others, for getting so many conservative judges on the federal courts. But you really are focusing now downstream at the state and local level, much like George Soros has for the left. It's important to have a much more clear focus on local and state courts in getting the type of judges on there that are strict constitutionalists. You guys have put a lot of effort into that. Why is that so important?
Well, it's just you brought it up, the Soros model, you know, chipping away at the foundation of our country. And, you know, it's all fun and games and exciting on some level to talk about presidential races and Senate races and even congressional races. But all these things are happening, you know, at a different level, and the elections are at different times, and, you know, party affiliation's not on the ballot. There's all these little nuances to these judicial races around the country. And, you know, shame on us. They're ahead of us. They've been at it for a long time. I think a part of it is a function of, you know, there's a lot of labor and union people and, you know, and the government employees and stuff. They're all super tied into the Democrat Party, and it's easier for them to see these races come in and work them and stuff like that. But, you know, I think that the bear has been kicked here, and I think a lot of conservatives are super energized around this concept, because I certainly know that we're seeing, when we go out and do our thing and try to gain support on certain races for certain judges around the country, you know, we're heavily involved here. Fair Courts of America is a subsidiary of ours and heavily involved in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. Yeah. So that's, you know, people are into it and they want to know, okay, what do I got to do about this? And so we're there for them. We do our own work, obviously, to help the candidates. A lot of energy around this because our side is much more awake than, you know, I've seen in my lifetime. So that's great. But it's an area we definitely have got to work on, because they're way ahead of us. We can catch them. You know, we just got to put some effort into it, money, a lot of volunteer time and everything, too. But the donors have got to feel very, you know, return on investment, like we were talking a minute ago, even if they, you know, you say, hey, we're going to do these races, it's not a foregone conclusion. You're going to, you know, you got to fight them out, you know, and you got to have a good operation and do everything that needs to be done so that, you know, on the other side of you say, hey, we did as much as we could, as efficiently as we could. You know, we got that one, we didn't get that one, but we're on to the next one, you know, and it's got to be an ongoing battle. You can't ever, there can be no rest, right? We have got to stay after this 24/7, you know, for the rest of our lives, or else we're going to lose our country. You know, that's how we think about it.
And the other side has really mastered a lot of these downstream races, whether it's district attorneys, judges. The Wisconsin Supreme Court race is really going to be a bellwether for the capability of conservatives to fight at the local and state level to keep courts in conservative hands. Tell us some of the things are there. What are the candidates, when you look at the candidates, does Restoration have a favorite candidate in that race right now?
Well, certainly Dan Kelly's been the one that's been, you know, the one that's got the bona fides, and he's got the stuff, you know, he can get this done. So it's still, there's still some open questions around other candidates. So we'll see on that front. But, you know, we've publicly said that Dan Kelly's our guy, and we're launching on that one for sure. So there will be no stone left unturned on our part on that race. So you know, we feel good about it, but it's such a key spot. I mean, that's a, Wisconsin is so contentious in so many ways, and a lot of this is coming down the Supreme Court, and that race, that, you know, that candidate, whoever wins, is going to determine the makeup of that court, where it's going to lean. So big deal, big deal. So it's a great place for us to be involved, and we've already got plans on other places to be announced in the future here, but we're working it.
Yeah, such an important battle. And we saw the importance of the Wisconsin Supreme Court with some election integrity issues where they came down declaring that some of the tactics used in 2020 were simply unlawful under state law or the Constitution. So that court has become so important. And it takes me to your other big issue, right? Because you work very closely on election integrity. We cover election integrity. In fact, we have a full-time election integrity reporter at Justin News, because we really believe it's one of the issues of our time. Tell us about some of the things that Restoration has been able to do and focus on and put a spotlight on when it comes to election integrity, whether Wisconsin or Georgia or Florida, wherever those issues have cropped up.
Yeah, you bet. So I think the number one thing for us is going to always be, at least in the near future, this transparency around the voter rolls. You know, doing voteref.com. We got 32 states up. We're in legal battles with others that are saying, oh, you can't do that when we can. You know, law's on our side, First Amendment. These are public records paid for by taxpayers. You know, this is just who's eligible to vote and who voted in the elections. It's no big deal, but it needs to be out there and transparent, because obviously, it's like I was saying a minute ago, if something's opaque and you can't figure it out, then it's easy for somebody to go in there and do something nefarious. So, you know, I'm not, you know, we're careful to, oh, you know, we're not going to sit around, oh, this all this fraud and stuff. We, you know, hey, look, if you can't see what's going on, you don't trust it. I mean, that's just the bottom line. And so I really want us to get to somewhere down the road, you know, 24/7, easily accessible voter rolls. It's updated continuously. It's like the concept of, you know, you go into your bank account, you move money from one account to another, and it refreshes and it's done. I mean, it's not, this stuff exists. It just, we have not applied it to one of the most important things in our country, our election system. And how are we going to get confidence back? Because that is turning into the number one problem with what's going on, especially amongst conservatives, is lack of confidence in the election system. And nobody wants to land in a place where election confidence drops a lot. You know, nobody wants that. So we've got to get to more and more transparency. So that's the fight we're having. And so we're doing, yeah, it's in courts and things like that. I mean, we're definitely, it's interesting. A lot of people said, hey, you shouldn't do that. And then we said, you know what, we think we should, we're going to go forward and do this. And super well received around the country, especially from the activists. They're like, oh, I can finally go and I don't have to, you know, go to the county courthouse and pay 25 cents a page for some paper copy or something that, you know, they may or may not give to me. So, you know, it's definitely the transparency is on our side. The Constitution is on our side. You know, we just have some interesting situations where people don't want it, you know, and this ironically, you know, like this is a funny thing. It's just, it's not that funny. It's just terrible, actually. So we helped Youngkin get elected. We were active big time in Virginia, a lot. And then he signs legislation a couple months ago that was specifically designed to come after us to tell us you can't put the voter file in Virginia online. And I just like shake my head. I'm like, what are you doing? Right. I know. It's like, just stop that. Just come on. This is not where things are going. So I don't know what the deal is there. Maybe the party people out there got to him or something, or I don't know, maybe he didn't know what he was signing at the time. Either way, it's not good. But that's the kind of stuff that we bump into sometimes. It's just a head scratcher, you know? So
self-inflicted wounds by the conservative side. Voter rolls. Most average Americans say, of course, keeping them clean is important. Of course, getting dead people off, getting people who moved off. But you have states like Michigan, particularly Wisconsin, in the past, that actually have fought to do the opposite, to literally keep a dirty voter roll out there. What is the mindset that drives a bureaucrat to take that position, which I can't find any common sense American say, oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. One word, John, power. They want to maintain power because there's, you know, as you know, there's power and information. And if you can control it, and this goes for party people on the Republican side at times, too. They like the fact that they got elected and now their party and their government apparatus has control of that voter file. And this is what happens in Illinois, by the way. So I've seen it firsthand. And so it's better for them if some quote unquote outsider can't easily campaign against them. And so it just keeps things under control in favor of the incumbents. And that is a lot of what they're doing. And then the secondary thing is, you know, I'm just telling you, like the old school Chicago technique for voting is, you know, the precinct people in the precincts know who's on the voter roll that's not going to vote. And so they send somebody in and they say that's who they are, and they vote and they go back some other place. They go a couple blocks over and go to another place and say there's some other person. I mean, it's not complicated, right? Some of this cheating is like, I can't believe this would happen. It's like, yeah, you can. It's happening out
there. It's obvious what's going on, right? Yeah.
Right. So there's that, you know. And so like, what percentage of the vote is that stuff, you know? Especially when, you know, we go out there and we lose by just like, you know, 1 or 2 points. And then you got to ask yourself, well, was there 1 or 2 points of, you know, cheating possibly going on? Nobody will ever know. We're going to get past the election. But, you know, I tell my word of encouragement on all this too, Joe John, is like, I say to people, it's amazing that we win ever, because they've got big tech, they've got government, they've got Hollywood, they've got education, they've got everything, but it's a center-right country. And so when we go out and we actually, the silent majority does go and vote, they still vote for us and for the conservatives. And so so if we can, you know, really chip away at potential fraud and get things really transparent and make things work better, I mean, I think we got a really bright future, because the left is unhinged. So, you know, they're going to head our way, but we have to clean up a lot of these messes, and the voter rolls is a huge part of that.
It really is. And you guys have really taken the lead on that with all of the transparency that has occurred. I mean, it is pretty remarkable how little we knew just a few years ago about the voter rolls, and how much you have been able to open our eyes with the posting of the voter rolls, and also the failure of regulators to clean those rolls in the time prescribed by law. That's a major victory. If someone's listening today saying, you know, I love the common sense, I love the transparency, I love the grassroots nature of what Restoration of America is doing, how do they get involved?
Yeah, so Restoration of America is our website, and obviously you can go there and see everything. If you want to look at the voter rolls in your state, find yourself, find your neighbors, that's voteref.com, and that's powered by the Voter Reference Foundation, which is 501c4. And then that's, you know, we take donations at the Voter Reference Foundation because, you know, this isn't cheap to do. So we gotta keep it working. So those are the two ways. And we've got people wanting to help us in different ways, especially on the ground with the grassroots, at the Voter Reference Foundation. You know, that's a high interest now in these off years, is like, how do we go through in, you know, our county or our precinct and really work on cleaning the voter rolls? Well, we can help you. You know, it's right there on our website. All the information is there. If your state's up, it may not be, but if your state's up, it's right there. And then we have some toolkits that help people understand, okay, this is what I'm looking at, and this is how I can do this. So it's all right there. It's just not been easy to find, but we made it super easy for people to find that want to get involved.
Boy, that is great. I've heard so many people who, once they hear about what you're doing, or once they get engaged on one thing, feel like, I'm in on this. I love the ROI concept of politics, because a lot of politics doesn't apply to the corporate mentality, and yet applying a corporate mentality to politics has a huge benefit.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's the only way. It's so vast, right? I mean, the whole political structure and so many, you know, so many elections. We got a really big country, but you know what? There's a lot of energy out there amongst our side for volunteering, and frankly, there's a lot of money. You know, I tell people too, you can't do two things. You can't have a lot of money and say you're concerned for the country and then not go spend it. You know, you just have to find a place to donate it where you feel good about it, because, you know, you don't want to be at the end of your life and be like, oh man, I screwed this up for my grandkids, I didn't do enough. So that's part of the conversation we have with donors, you know, big and small donors. It's like, look, we need the money. You know, that's the way this works. They are outspending us typically almost 3-1 in elections. You know, and we're falling behind there too. So we just have to, you know, the country we love is too important to let it slip away like it is here at times. And so we got to get after it.
You know? So true. Sitting on the sidelines is not an option. And if you do sit on the sidelines, you don't get a right to complain.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely, for sure.
Well, Doug, what a great honor to talk to you. We've been covering so much, including the endorsement of Harmeet yesterday, but restoration is having such a big impact. We got to make sure we're not strangers and get you on here more often, because you guys are playing such an important role on so many of the issues that Just the News readers love and care about. So we'll be sure to get you back on real soon, but really enjoyed the conversation today.
Yeah, thanks so much, John. Really appreciate it. Appreciate all you're doing.
Great honor. All right, we'll talk to you real soon.
All right, folks, we'll be back in a few seconds with my colleague at Real America's Voice, Ben Berkwam, an update on the border you won't want to miss. Eyes on what's going down in Panama and other locations where the staging areas for America's migration crisis are being held. We'll have that right after this commercial break. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you, because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000, or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. Folks, eat stress-free this spring. How? With Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. That's great for a busy person like me. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your Springtown goals. Why do I use Factor Meals? Well, it's real simple. I'm busy, but I want to eat healthy. And if it only takes you 2 minutes, I'm all in on healthy eating. And the best part is that Factor Meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. All you got to do is simply heat and savor the good stuff. Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. I love asparagus. Head to factormeals.com/justnews50 and use the code justnews50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. That code, one more time, is justnews50 at factormeals.com/justnews50. What are you going to do? You're going to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. That's a great deal. One more time. Head to factormeals.com/justnews50. Use the promo code justnews50 for half off your first order.
Welcome back, everybody, from the southern border of the United States and over to Davos, Switzerland. There is certainly a lot taking place that we are keeping you up to date on. But John and I want to quickly take you down to Panama, as our Real America's Voice correspondent and host of Law and Border, Ben Berkwam, is down there getting to the root of the cause of the massive surge of illegal immigration that's been happening for a few years now. Ben, you've been traveling through Colombia and now you're in Panama. Lend everybody your eyes and ears. Give us an inside look as to what you've been hearing and seeing and how it's affecting our country here at home.
The first thing you notice is how well coordinated everything is. This is a massive, it's a global operation. Blue actually came up with a new term for it. What is it, Blue?
International Market of Trafficking, IMT.
International Market of Trafficking. And really, when you say it like that, it's exactly what it is. There's huge money being made, not just by the cartels. So the cartels in different countries control all these routes. You have transnational syndicates all over the world that are involved with this now. But it's really the NGOs, the left, we've been talking about this for years, the United Nations, and the very people in Davos that are pushing for climate change, pretending that they care about the climate, pretending that they care about indigenous people, when in reality, what we're going to start focusing on in the next couple days are those indigenous communities. We're here in Panama. We're heading up into the Cuna villages with the Cuna Indians, who are being utterly destroyed, not just from trash being left all over. Their communities are being trashed. We found out today that they didn't even have a word for trash in their local dialect. They had to take the word from Spanish because they didn't have trash before that. It wasn't a cultural thing. And now they're just being trashed. They're getting malaria and all kinds of other diseases. It is an absolute disaster, and it's being perpetrated by people in Washington, D.C., and the globalists around the world. No matter what they tell you, Mayorkas, Joe Biden, the left, they are running this operation as they're destroying America and destroying these communities and the lives of the people that are going through the jungle behind us as we speak right now.
It's such an extraordinary sight when we see some of that video footage you've captured for us. Oscar Ben, I want to ask this. Here in the United States, President Biden and the Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas constantly say the border's closed and the world knows our border's closed. I'm curious, you're talking to people who are motivated to come up. Do they take the same message from Joe Biden, or do they have a different message you're hearing from Joe Biden?
They don't care if Title 42 is implemented or not. They don't care if the border is closed or not. But the ones that need to be arrested and prosecuted are those people. Joe Biden and Alejandro Mayorkas, they are the ones that the international market of trafficking. They're the ones that are creating this chaos and habilitating that with the United Nations that is opening up also the market for people to just, you know, be unsafe on this really it's horrible journey. Going up at the Darien Gap as we walked in that mountain, Ben and I, it was just horrific to see children. There was a mother that was carrying four children, and we were having some problems to going up at the mountain. It is just what they're provoking, opening up the borders in the United States. It has a collateral damage. Now it is affecting the Kuna tribe over here, and in 2021 it affected the border of Mexico with Guatemala, where they had a huge outbreak of syphilis, gonorrhea, and cases of AIDS coming in from Guatemala to Tapachula. This is what open borders does. And the Biden administration, Alejandro Mayorkas, and all of these NGOs, leftist radicals NGOs, are the ones that they need to be held accountable for this.
And just to circle back on the first, speaking of one of those, Jen Psaki, we asked the people that are making this journey, and without fail, we hear it over and over. We hear one of two things. The border's open. Yes, the border's open. The word is spreading around the world. Doesn't matter what Joe Biden says. Doesn't matter what Secretary Mayorkas says. It's what they do. The fact that the NGOs are still training people, the NGOs are still telling them it's open. And then you hear the other side of it. It's we don't care. We're going anyways. So both of those things are happening as we speak.
Wow.
Right. Although as of about 3 weeks ago, per Joe Biden, it's Republicans who are sending the signal that the border is open. I don't really know what kind of gaslighting that is, but it's incredible. I wanted to ask you, though, Ben, you and I have been down at the border together, and we've had a lot of conversations about these NGOs. And I still, to this day, despite all of your schooling, I still just don't understand how you have, especially the Catholic organizations, because in California on Monday, six people were killed, shot in what was, I think they suspected to be a drug-related cartel hit. One of the persons killed was a 16-year-old mom with her infant child. These Catholic organizations along the border who are acting as proxies for the United States government, trafficking these people into this country, how do they not make the connection between what they are doing and what's happening in our interior?
Well, sadly, it's just pure evil. This is the example of what power, you know, the Bible says, the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. And that's the reality of what we're seeing. These organizations, some of them started with good intentions to help people. There's so much money flowing into, and I have a friend that works in the refugee resettlement program. She calls it the refugee game. There's so much money flowing into this that you have people, opportunists, that are taking advantage of that. And they see this simply as an ability to put more money into their pockets, no matter what happens to the people. And so the very organizations that are supposed to be protecting the so-called Christian organizations, the Catholic organizations, and really what they've become is most of these are actually globalist, communist, leftist organizations. They've been taken over. They don't even actually operate under the church many times, but the Catholic Charity right. still does. The Catholic bishops still have a tremendous pressure on them, and that's where the pressure needs to be applied. It needs to go directly to the Catholic bishops, and they need to hear this has to stop. We cannot keep supporting human trafficking. It needs to be the same kind of outrage that we saw with the child abuse, the child molestation cases that we saw years ago. That same focus needs to be had, because it's the same level, if not worse, than what happened in those situations. but they absolutely know what's happening.
Yeah, they clearly have to. They have to be in contact with these migrants and hear their stories of what it was like to be on that journey. Tell us a little bit, and the people you're interviewing, what the cartels do to people desperate to come to the United States and ask for the cartels' help to make that arduous journey that you describe. I know you hear some pretty jaw-dropping things that show how inhumane the system is.
Well, you know, the Darien Gap has been a clear example to the world of what the worst case scenario, what happens. And these open borders incentivize the cartel and organized delinquent groups to work inside of these kind of places. That there's a lot of rape. There's a lot of robberies, assaults, and the multiple people that they have died. Plus, adding to the fact that the NGOs are the biggest smokescreen to habilitate under the humanitarian wing to guess who? To the cartels. They are incentivizing them to work. So it's they're aligned working together, and those are the people that are risking lives of humans in the borderline. You have seen multiple people, migrants being kidnapped before they hit the border. You have seen multiple children being trafficked, sedated, arriving to the border. You have seen multiple rapes of women, women's slavery, and also exchange of exotic women into other places in the United States. This is a trafficking line that is created by these open border policies. And because of that, a lot of people, you know, are suffering these consequences.
Oscar, I wanted to touch on something that you mentioned as far as the cartels. I saw a startling statistic recently. In 2018, cartel profits were around $500 million, which is way too much to begin with. But you fast forward to 2022 last year, and it exploded 26 times to $13 billion. As you in particular down there on the border, and I know you speak fluent Spanish, so you're talking to a lot of Hispanic immigrants on the border. Do they feel like the cartel is in control, or do they feel like we have some type of operation control?
Well, they changed the terminology of coyote to travel advisor. That is how they are creating this as a resource. The coyote has become a resource of transportation to get from South America all the way to the United States of America. Now they call him a travel advisor, a manager of the road, an assistant. It is not an assistant. It is not a travel advisor. It is a human trafficker. And because of that, because we are letting this to be normalized, they're making billions and billions and billions of dollars, and they're escalating. Plus, adding to the fact that Ben has mentioned before, the humongous crosses of fentanyl, cocaine, methamphetamine, adding that, the winnings of that, it is, the black market is huge, Ben.
Yeah, and Amanda, I want to jump in on that. It's not just, so what they're doing now is using human trafficking to cover up and to distract for their drug trafficking. And we witnessed that yesterday. We were actually on a boat on the ocean going back from Capurganan to Nacocli. As we did that, there was a boat that had capsized. Three people believed to have drowned. We tried to, our boat that we were on tried to pull that boat out so they could drag it back to shore. In doing that, two bundles of dope floated to the surface.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up for the day. Hey, folks, if you're a homeowner and you're like me, you want to protect your home, right? But when's the last time you checked on the title to your home? If you never have, listen to this. A new report on homeowners shows we all now have $16 trillion in equity. That's an all-time high in America. That's why you need protection from a scam the FBI calls house stealing. That's when the equity in all of our homes is the target, sadly, of scammers. If nobody's watching the title to your home, these scammers can transfer your title to their name, take out loans, and your equity could be gone. Poof, gone. You have to protect your equity from this despicable crime right now with triple lock protection from my good friends at HomeTitleLock.com. The first step is to check on your home's title to see if it's still in your name. Sign up with your address at HomeTitleLock.com and be sure to use the promo code JUSTNEWS. They're going to send you a complete title scan of your home's title and your first 30 days of triple lock home title protection. That's legendary protection, by the way. It's free. HomeTitleLock.com. Use the promo code JUSTNEWS. One more time, go to HomeTitleLock.com today and protect your most important asset, the equity in your home. Folks, Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. Why? It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I love the fruit flavors particularly, and it's completely improved my life and my health. This is nutrition the way nature intended. When I began taking a hard look at why I wasn't feeling good and why I felt unhealthy, why I was gaining weight, why I was losing energy, it wasn't just because I had hit my 50s. No, it was because I wasn't getting the right amount
of fruit and vegetables in my diet. And listen, I'm just too busy to go to the store, clean up the vegetables, cook vegetable dinners, and make sure I hit the fruit. A Field of Greens stepped in. One scoop of powder in my drink or on my eggs in the morning, and boom, I was off and feeling better. And suddenly, I was losing weight. I was sleeping better. My metabolism went up. My blood sugar went down. My cholesterol went down, and my weight went down. And my doctor said, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it doing. You know what that is? It's Field of Greens. That's what I've been doing. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guaranteed. Now, you're going to get 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping because of the incredible partnership we have here at Just the News with Brick House Nutrition, and of course, Field of Greens. All you got to do to take advantage of this offer, visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JustNews. That's promo code JustNews at fieldofgreens.com. Don't wait. Go to fieldofgreens.com today. Use the promo code JustNews for 15% off. All right, folks, that wraps up another edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. I'm so grateful you can listen. A big thank you to Restoration of America PAC's Doug Truax, and of course, Ben Berkwam for Eyes On Report of what's going on south of our border, the staging area, the cartels, the criminal organizations, the human traffickers, all working together, sometimes with American NGOs, to facilitate this extraordinary scourge of an open border and illegal migration. Two really great interviews that really get you thinking, which is what we try to do on this show. God bless you for listening today. Thanks for being part of the Just the News family. You can download the Just the News app from the iOS Apple Store or the Android Google Play Store and have us on your phone. You can listen, read, or watch all of our content three different ways with the little button down below. And pretty soon, we're going to have a new design at Just the News, our first facelift to the website since we launched in 2020. We're very excited about that as well. Now, we haven't wrapped up business for the week. We still got our Sunday brunch edition coming tomorrow. We'll be joined by former Assistant Treasury Secretary Monica Crowley, one of the great minds in the conservative movement, Congressman Rodney Davis, former Congressman from Illinois, talking about what's going on in the Capitol. A lot of good stuff going on there. Lou Dobbs, the one and only Lou Dobbs, will join us. He'll have some thoughts about the debt crisis. Mark Lauder from America First Policy Institute, former advisor to both President Trump and Mike Pence. He's going to join us to talk about some of the growing movement to create Trumpism 2.0. That's going to be pretty fun. And then from the Spectator magazine, one of the great rising journalists in all of America right now, Amber Athey, she'll join us to wrap up on the Sunday brunch. So great show Sunday. Be sure to check in. You won't want to miss it. We'll have you covered all day tomorrow. And of course, you can go to justthenews.com anytime you want to check out for headlines, breaking news. We got you covered 24/7 at justthenews.com. All right, folks, God bless you. Happy Saturday. Thank you for listening. Yep, you've been listening to John Solomon Reports, a podcast from Just the News.
It's Amanda Head, and I am thrilled to introduce to you my new exciting podcast, Furthermore with Amanda Head, broadcasting weekly from sunny Los Angeles, California, and brought to you by the dynamic Just the News Podcast Network. On this fresh and engaging podcast, I delve into the latest news with a little bit of a twist, exploring the furthermore of every story. But this isn't your typical run-of-the-mill news commentary or politically charged program. I interview a diverse range of guests, including business leaders, entertainers, musicians, educators, experts, politicians, and many influential figures from both the United States and around the world. So why not make your Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays a little more interesting? Tune in on your preferred podcast platform and discover Furthermore with Amanda Head on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And don't forget to hit that follow or subscribe button and be sure to download the latest episodes. I can't wait to have you join me on this exciting journey.